The Senate passes a health care bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A few minutes ago, the Senate passed its landmark health care bill in a rare Christmas Eve vote. Next step, Christmas vacation, then negotiations with the House, which has its own bill, and there you can expect a lot of lobbying. Here to tell us about it is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman at our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
So what issues in these health care bills are critical specifically for business and labor?
Well, three groups in particular have a lot at stake here: big employers, labor unions, and insurance companies. It's not necessarily going to be loud like the fights over abortion or the public option, but these are real pocketbook issues, so they're probably worth spending some political capital on.
Let's start with big employers. What are they worried about?
Well, they're going to have to offer their employees coverage or pay fines pretty much no matter what. But the Senate includes a tax on prescription drug benefits that many big companies offer to their retirees. We're talking Boeing, Xerox, AT&T. They say that this will hit their earnings hard and could force them to drop drug coverage altogether. A lot of these retirees are union members, so labor unions are against this.
And what else are unions concerned about?
Well, the Senate raises a big chunk of money to pay for uninsured Americans by taxing what are often called Cadillac health plans. These are plans that offer pretty generous benefits. Well, a lot of union members have these plans. They're negotiated in their contracts. What unions like better is the way that the House raises money, and that's with a payroll tax on high earners.
Okay, and finally, the insurance lobby?
Well, they don't like a lot of what's in here, but in particular, they hate a Senate provision that sets very high standards for how much of each premium dollar has to be spent on actual health care. That's as opposed to spending it on overhead and corporate profits. And this is going to squeeze those profits, so they're likely to fight it tooth and nail.
That's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
The other thing the Senate did this morning was vote to raise the government's debt limit by almost $300 billion. It's up to $12.4 trillion now. In less than an hour, the government reports on new unemployment claims and durable goods orders, and investors expect to hear good news. European stocks are slightly higher this morning. Most Asian markets rose as well. Shanghai's main index shot up 2.5%. The Chinese automaker Geely said it's moving closer to buying Volvo from Ford. On Wall Street yesterday, a standoff between rising commodities prices and disappointment over the drop in new home sales. The Dow managed a one-point gain yesterday, closing at 10,466. You have one more day to decide whether you're buying any more Christmas presents. And although we usually talk about retailers hoping you'll spend, Marketplace's Amy Scott says local governments are counting on you too.
The city of Mesa, Arizona, depends on its local sales tax for almost a third of its general fund. That pays for the police and fire departments, libraries, and parks. Deputy City Manager Brian Raines estimates sales tax revenue has fallen about 9% this year. He won't know for a while how holiday sales held up, but he's not very optimistic.
We've learned here over the past 2 years, as revenues across the board have declined, to not expect a great deal.
Mesa has been hit hard by the housing bust. It's had to cut 10% of its public workforce. One thing the city can be thankful for, it didn't get hit by a blizzard last weekend. Kim Rubin is an economist at the Tax Policy Center in Washington, D.C. She says when people in her area couldn't get to the stores, they turned to online shopping.
Which, in theory, people should be paying sales taxes on those sales, but in practice, people don't normally pay sales taxes.
The National Retail Federation predicts holiday sales will be down about 1% over last year. Rubin says nationally, about 10% of city revenue comes from sales taxes. And with revenue from property and income taxes down too, every bit counts. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
We mentioned the Senate passing its health insurance bill, and health insurance is the subject of this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz with our quizmaster, Stefan Richter of TheGlobalist.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Are you ready for today's Globalist Quiz?
Ready as ever.
So here's my question for you. In 10 years' time, what will a family like your own or mine pay in the United States in health insurance in a given year? Will it be $13,000 a year, $19,000 a year, $24,000 or even $31,000?
Annual insurance premiums?
Mm-hmm.
When I don't know, I go with C, $24,000.
That's always a safe option, but you're off. It's even higher than that. According to the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation, the average employer-provided family health insurance policy is currently on track to cost about $31,000 in 2019.
$31,000 in premiums. And help me out here. What's the average family income in the United States?
The average family income is around $50,000. So that means that a significant chunk of anything that you and I and our spouses and everybody else will labor for will be eaten up by health care costs.
Like they say in Christmas Carol, are these things that will be or only might be?
Might be, and hopefully we can stem the tide. If you assume that healthcare costs will increase a little less, then you would be right. It would be $24,000 a year. But, you know, we all stand with bated breath and see what they get accomplished in Washington. Currently, it doesn't look like we get those costs under sufficient control for families not to have to work for healthcare most of their time.
Some sobering numbers. Thanks for joining us, Stefan.
Good to have been with you. Bye.
Stefan Richter is publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine on the economy, politics, and culture. And finally, what would you do? An Ohio woman caught her 6-year-old daughter shoplifting a $3 pack of tattoo stickers and turned her in. The store was offering a $30 reward for catching shoplifters. The mom says she thought about asking for the money, but decided people might think she set the whole thing up, so she let it go. This is Marketplace Morning Report. I hope you'll go to our website, where I squeeze the entire week's business news into a 60-second video poem. The Marketplace Minute is up at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.